To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with your host, David Pollack.
When it comes to acne, I'm a firm believer that certain foods, food allergies, and reactive foods are as much of a problem for acne as environmental and chemical issues. Joining me today is Chef Louis. He is a well-known chef that mirrors my philosophy of healthy ingredients, healthy living, and brings beauty from the inside out. Chef, we are talking about adult acne and the myth of certain foods and how it can actually trigger the problem, or is it even a myth? Do you agree that some of these foods can actually trigger acne, while others may even help fight it?
Oh, absolutely, David. Absolutely. But you know what? It's funny. When you look up acne, adult acne, and every website gives you a list of do not eats, okay? And it's so negative. What you have to do is wade through it, because there is a basic theme that runs through it. Take example. They tell you dairy, candy, soda, okay? Problems with these things are saturated fats. Okay, that's number one. Number two, you've got sugar. And you got to be careful of both of those ingredients. And you'll find them in a lot of products, not just dairy, not just candy, not just soda. Okay, but believe it or not, salty treats. Now, a lot of us have carried over, you know, our childhood into adulthood when it comes to food. You know, we all do that. I mean,
you're
like
fun of my pretzel M&Ms.
Okay, there's a perfect example. Mm-hmm. Okay, most salts that are used by the food processing industry or restaurants are iodized. Big problem, because iodine itself could be a trigger to adult acne. So what do?
Oh, table salt is. So when I add salt to my foods, I'm doing it.
If it's iodized. Mm-hmm. I use kosher salt, which is not iodized in all my cooking.
Oh, I never realized that.
Yeah.
If it says kosher, it's not.
Well, it'll say iodized or not, but, you know, most of them are non-iodized.
Okay.
And you can get regular table salt that's non-iodized also, because you get a lot of iodine in a lot of places other than your salt. And if you're a heavy salt user, you're going to overload on it.
Okay.
So you got
okay.
a problem with that. Also, when you look at peanuts, okay? Saturated fats again. There it is all over again. Salted nuts.
But let me interrupt you there. Okay, peanuts, okay. Forget just peanuts. I'm often told, you know, walnuts or almonds are good for me. Those aren't necessarily the same as peanuts.
Right,
in
well,
sense.
They all have saturated fats, though. So, you know, it goes back to the old saying, moderation. Mm-hmm. And if you have a problem.
That's hard.
Oh, it is. And if you have a problem with acne, the best thing to do is to cut out a food that you might be a trigger for a week. Cut out salts, anything that's salty, any prepared foods, because they're loaded with salt. And see if iodine is your trigger. Cut out dairy, which includes cheese, which is very hard to do in an American diet. But that might be the saturated fat that puts you over the edge.
Is there a certain type of cheese maybe you'd recommend?
Hard cheese. Any
okay.
of the hard
like
cheese.
What?
Parmesan.
Okay, okay.
Pecorino.
Okay.
Romano. You know, a hard cheese is a lot different. Doesn't have the saturated fats. But don't get hung up, you know, on that list of not eating foods, okay, stuff to stay away from, because that's so negative. Instead, look forward to, like, the positive things of what you should eat, okay? Foods that are high in vitamin A, which is chili peppers, chili powders, red peppers, sweet potatoes, carrots, loaded with vitamin A. And vitamin A will help cleanse and detoxify your system, which will cleanse your skin.
Well, okay, we'll stop there for a minute. Maybe in the morning at breakfast, how about a glass of carrot juice even?
Good.
Or a mix of juices, including it.
Well,
maybe
how about
we juice
the whole,
it.
How about the carrot instead? Now you're getting fiber, which I'm going to talk about real soon.
Okay.
You know, we look for that instant gratification. Oh, it's easier for me to drink a glass of V8 juice as opposed to having the actual vegetables. Or I'll take the supplement instead of eating it, you know, like omega-3s, instead of having that piece of fish.
Right, right.
Big problem there, because, what you know, of course you're getting the essence, but you're not enjoying the reason why you're taking that. And there's a certain amount of balance in when you eat it as opposed to taking it. You notice the overload. I mean, you know, vitamin C tablets coming as high as 5,000, 10,000 milligrams. I mean, geez, I'd rather just have two oranges. It's much better.
That's a good point. I'm lazy. I do the supplements too often.
Yeah. Well, selenium, another great one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you find selenium in shellfish, okay, crabs, lobster, shrimp. That's a wonderful thing to eat. I love eating that way, and you're getting selenium. Selenium helps fight adult acne. Chromium, the same thing. Look for foods that have chromium in them, because with chromium, and you'll find them in onions, tomatoes, oysters, all the things I like. And what it does is it maintains a normal balance in your sugar level, which once again is your problem. You know, the sugar. But the biggest thing, fiber.
Now, we just talked earlier about stevia, and let me ask you a question. Can I cook with stevia instead of the sugar replacement?
Sure.
It can cook just the same. It's not going to affect some of my recipes.
No. You're going to use less of it. Just because like a teaspoon of sugar is probably a quarter of a teaspoon of stevia. It's very.
Really?
Yeah, and the more stevia that you use, the more stevia that you use, all of a sudden it's not sweet.
Am I mispronouncing it, stevia?
Yeah, stevia.
Okay.
You say stevia. I say tomato,
tomato.
Now, you got to be careful with stevia because it can get bitter.
Sorry?
It can get bitter.
How so?
Use too much of it.
Really?
You got the little packets in your office. Okay?
I use them in my coffee every day.
Take the whole packet and taste it.
Okay.
When you hit it all at once, it can get bitter.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, it's just the way it is. But let's go back to a mainstay, fiber. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You should, if you have adult acne, you got to go with at least 20 to 30 grams of fiber every day. And I'm not talking about the fiber in a cup that you mix with water, because that's not long pieces of fiber. I'm talking about broccoli, kale, cabbage.
And what is this going to do? It's going to help clean out the toxins? Or?
Well, let me tell you something that's funny. You know, inside us, we have our own personal septic system, okay?
Yes.
And it's enclosed because what's in there can become toxic.
Yes, yes.
Right? And if it's toxic, your little capillaries that bring the nutrients are also going to bring toxins. And they're going to bring it to your surface of your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Old habit of mine. It's an old Sicilian diet, okay?
Uh-oh.
We never ate our salad or our fruit. We always had fruit after our dinner. We never ate salad before dinner. We saved it to the end. And it's just an old tradition. That's the way we ate.
Wait, I've seen that at Italian restaurants. I've been to Italy, and to me it is, it's funny.
You dump it on your plate of pasta. You mix it with your sauce. But the reasoning behind it,
mm-hmm.
okay, is that fruits, lettuce, roughage, goes through your system in 3 to 4 hours. It goes through your fast, like Grant through Richmond, okay? But you take proteins, like a big steak, mm-hmm. it can linger for 6-8 hours because it's hard to process that in your system. The longer it sits in your system at 100-plus degrees, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine leaving a piece of meat out on a counter for 6 hours. Would you want it?
No way.
It gets toxic, okay? So if you eat your vegetables, your fruit, your lettuce, your salad, after your meal, it's like rushing everything through your system. And it'll push everything out faster, cleaner, more efficiently. And it's like, you know, it's behind the proteins going, come on, fellas, let's move. I'm in a hurry.
No, I like it. I'll try
it. And it gets out of your system
quicker. I often eat salad to fill up so I don't eat as much of the meal.
Have yourself a hot cup of tea or a hot cup of soup. Hot liquids expand in your stomach. They dilute the acids and keep you from eating too much.
Okay. Well, I know ingredients, and mm-hmm. I use them in a lot of products. You've just shared with me a new way to handle them for cooking.
What scares me, okay, and doesn't scare me. I've been in your lab a million times. You know,
mm-hmm.
I've told you a million times. Don't exaggerate that. Lots of times. All right. And what I take away from this is everything you do when you develop products. They're all. I look at all of the stuff on the shelves. It's all food grade ingredients.
Yes, yes.
And that's why and I.
That's not every lab, though. You can go to a lot of labs that have all these chemicals and all these artificial products and synthetic, and those are filled with toxins that are definitely harmful to the body.
Yeah.
Some are known carcinogens that are allowed by the FDA to be used.
Yeah.
So many years ago, I made a change, and I'm trying to force a change on the industry where we start learning and using food grade ingredients because beauty truly starts on the inside with our health.
Well, it's funny because when you formulate, you're actually making a recipe for a bottle. I formulate, I'm making a recipe for the plate. And I think that's why you and I have had so many long discussions. We've done so many projects together because of that connection. That is the connection. There's connect the dots, your beauty inside and out. And it's amazing. And I always look at your stuff. And when we talk about what you're coming out with next and new products, you know, you put it together the same way I do. What nutrients work with what? And it's beautiful. It's a great example.
Well,
I love it.
I appreciate it. I mean, I'm always working on new ideas, always looking for new ingredients. But I got to tell you, food and nutrition go hand in hand with good health. And now I can reveal how the foods can affect the health of your skin. This is David Pollack with Beauty Inside Out. Chef Louis, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, David.